Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. Today I speak with Kamein Chen and Ethel Tan from NTU. Now we're going to be talking about Ready or Not Singapore. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa.
Now, start at the beginning. What is Ready or Not Singapore?
So Ready or Not Singapore is a campaign by us dedicated to helping soon-to-be retirees aged 50 to 65 better plan for their retirement well-being. So we provide resources that can improve social and mental health amongst these retirees.
Okay.
And our campaign recommends that pre-retirees plan for their retirement well-being by learning more about resources, such as the activities that they can do during retirement, such as volunteering, lifelong learning, and finding a second career.
Okay, so you're both NTU students. You said final year students.
Yes, so undergraduates from Wee School of Communications.
Okay, and this is a campaign that you came up with originally. Was it a school project that sort of grew from there?
Yeah, so this is part of our final year campaign.
Mm-hmm.
This idea was conceived when we realized that after speaking to friends and family that many of our friends' parents were reaching the age of retirement, but many of them also did not know how they wanted to spend their retirement. So after hearing about this issue, we were inspired to help these pre-retirees approach retirement planning in a more holistic manner.
Okay, so you're talking about, 60-plus-year-olds moving into 65 and beyond?
Yeah, so 50 to 65 would be the age range that we're targeting.
Okay. And Ready or Not Singapore is, how do you help them? What do you do when you first approach them?
So we actually have two approaches. One of them would be through companies.
Mm-hmm.
So we have five companies that have implemented our campaign thus far.
Right.
And then another approach would be through the general public, mm-hmm. for which we have our website, our Facebook page, and complimentary starter kits that are going out.
Right. Okay. And the companies that picked up on this are helping their retirement age employees?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I mean, that sounds great. And it sounds fabulous that this has sort of taken off. How is the public response to what it is that you are proposing with Ready or Not Singapore?
The response and feedback has been good.
Mm-hmm.
So when we spoke to companies, they said that it was useful as part of their corporate retirement program.
Right.
We also received feedback that it gave the HR department ideas of how they could promote planning for retirement well-being. They also said that our resources were easy to understand and explain in a simplified manner, and that our booklets came in handy when they were reaching this age group of 50 to 65-year-olds.
Okay, let's go into what you found out as you were working on Ready or Not Singapore. How ready are retirees?
Through our research, we did literature reviews and our own research.
Mm-hmm.
So from the 2015 DBS Manulife Retirement Wellness Study,
right.
We found that Singapore scored 46 out of 100 on the index.
That's not very good.
Yeah, that's not great. And we are lower than the regional average of 56 out of 100.
Right.
So we are lower than our regional neighbours of Hong Kong or Indonesia even. Yeah. So
what are we lacking? Are we lacking information? Are we lacking direction as we approach our retirement years?
Okay, so what we found is that 2 out of 5 respondents are not prepared in terms of financial preparedness.
Mm-hmm.
And then other aspects as well, such as social and mental health planning of retirement, these people are not prepared for at all.
Okay. What was the bigger concern? As you were working with some of the public and even the companies, what was the bigger concern? Was it that they weren't financially ready for retirement, or were they just not psychologically ready for retirement?
So I think the issue is that people are not ready in both aspects of retirement planning.
Okay.
But given that Singapore has many, people have access to resources for financial planning,
mm-hmm.
we as a campaign wanted to focus more on the psychosocial aspect of retirement planning.
Right. So you're saying that, we spent most of our lives working, and as we're approaching retirement, we're not thinking about what we're going to do with ourselves to keep ourselves healthy and engaged with community once we retire.
Yes, that's right.
So what were some of your recommendations to get us engaged, to get us more involved post-retirement?
So our campaign recommends a three-pronged approach of finding activities to do after your retirement. Primarily, we recommend volunteering, lifelong learning, and also finding a second career.
Right. What kind of careers are pre-retirees considering in this case? Did they have any ideas?
Most pre-retirees that we spoke to wanted to have more flexible timing for their jobs after retirement, particularly.
Right.
To give more time for them to do whatever else they wanted to do other than their jobs that they would be more involved in.
Right, okay. And did they have an idea of what that might be or how many hours? Or I'm trying to imagine what I would be faced when it comes time for my retirement.
I think most of them are looking for jobs that are part-time, such as consulting,
right,
where they have lesser responsibility. So it's less stressful as compared to the full-time job that they have right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of them find that the second career that they're looking for is mostly just to find meaning and to keep themselves involved in retirement.
Right, okay. And I'm curious, something like this, especially when you're dealing with this age group, they're pretty set in their ways. Were there challenges that you encountered along the way?
Definitely a lot of challenges. First of all, retirement is a very sensitive topic.
Yes.
We made sure to be very careful when we were in terms of marketing and packaging our campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So when we spoke to HR experts as well as interviews with some of the people in the age group, we found that there are certain phrasings that we should avoid, such as silver years or referring to retirement itself, because it makes them feel very old and they don't respond very well to that.
Right. Okay, now the two of you are at the start of your career, so at the opposite end of the people you're trying to target for Ready or Not Singapore. Did you learn anything important for the day when you guys are retiring?
Yes, I think that we both learned that before we even start our careers, while planning for it, is important to just start as soon as possible when it comes to financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also like well-being planning.
Did it give you a better understanding or perhaps a better appreciation for the challenges that pre-retirees would be facing?
Yes, I think we figured out that it's very hard to actually start planning before you actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm actually interested in, because you're talking about financial planning and the percentage of people who weren't ready for it, hadn't really thought about it, and they're pre-retirement, what can they do if, say, they're 50 years old, 55 years old now, and they hadn't started planning for their retirement? Is there anything that they can do?
I think the best answer would be like to start as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're 50 years old, it's not, I wouldn't say it's too late to start. Right.
Too
late. Yeah.
It's never too late to start.
Yeah.
It's just you have to start.
Yeah, as soon as possible. Yeah.
As soon as possible. So you girls both have, having done this Ready or Not Singapore campaign, you know that right at the start of your career is when you should start planning for your retirement.
Yeah.
What other takeaway wisdoms did you both get as you worked on Ready or Not Singapore?
I think something we learned is that it's important to develop like a hobby or interest early on, something that you can continue to do even through retirement. And it's not something you just pick up in retirement, which can be difficult for some people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, if someone is listening to this and they are in that pre-retirement age group that you're trying to target, how do they get their hands on the resources? Is there a website for them to go to? Give us all the information.
Okay, you can follow us on our Facebook at radioornot.sg or check out our campaign website, radioornot.sg as well, where we have the sign-up link for our retirement starter kit as well as all our resources there.
All right. So are you expecting more of a response as you go along in the next couple of months?
Yes, definitely. We were expecting more sign-ups for our kids.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best with that. And I'm actually going to check it out myself because, unfortunately, I fall into your category of age group for pre-retirement.
That's great. I hope that we can help you out.
I hope you can as well. We have been speaking to Kamein Chen and Ethel Tan from NTU on their campaign, Ready or Not Singapore. Let's all find out together if we are ready or not Singapore. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.